And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's with the vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, but...
Today.
This is on Tuesday.
That's right, this is Tuesday.
He
That's
is the
firewood man.
Firewood specialist. All right. Yeah, whatever.
We try to do an ornamental kind, because, you know, you weather people have been a total embarrassment. I guess I'm the only one.
Well, we've been right on
the
button.
You know how many times y'all have predicted a freeze this year?
Do you know how far you missed it this year?
I know, but I only missed it once.
1 month.
At least a month. I only missed it once, didn't I?
Well,
have I predicted again?
No, you've been afraid to.
That's right. I got there ought to be a saying that goes along with this. Let's see if I got appropriate saying.
No, I don't think so.
It has been, it's been embarrassing, guys. Mm. It has been embarrassing the way.
Joe been nice.
After about six times of making a fool of yourself, I mean, we're talking about putting it in the paper, all the TV, all the radio. What somebody needs to say, and I want you to be the leader in this. Session.
All right.
You know, when they send you that, I know y'all all read the same little paper that they send out. When they said it's going to freeze tomorrow, these are the same people that have lied to you six or seven times. Guys. Mm. So what I want you to do is say, it's a possibility that it'll freeze.
Remote
don't be
as
saying
it,
that it's going to freeze.
Remote as it may
you've
be.
Because you lied to me seven times, and nobody's going to believe it. Lord have mercy. Anyway.
Go on.
All right. Those people have picked a tomato so many times, all they got's roots left.
On the other hand, it's cold enough to enjoy a fireplace.
That's right. Well,
a wood-burning stove.
Now, the deal is, when you're dealing with somebody like my wife,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be cold enough. It can be 85 degrees. You turn on the air conditioner and light the fire. And, the first experience I had with McReynolds was on this firewood thing, and he let me use his chainsaw.
Oh, there. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, I won't give the brand name about how wonderful, I mean, this is the best chainsaw. If I could have been cutting all the time I was cranking that thing, I'd have had 15 cords of wood cut by the time. He forgot to tell me that you got to hold the trigger when you crank it, you know. It's a little thing like that. Didn't give me any ether. You got to have ether. When you have a chainsaw, that's to get the chainsaw started and also to get you resuscitated after you get it started.
I forgot that I gave you the old one.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I won't get into that. You're not supposed to cuss on the air. But anyway, what we want to talk about is some firewood. First of all, you need about a cord. Being an old firewood man, this McReynolds is a firewood cutter.
You bet.
A cord is a stack of wood 4 feet high, 4 feet wide, and 8 feet long.
That's right.
That's a cord.
Yeah.
Some people think it's has something to do with musical, you know. Our similar stack with 128 cubic feet of closely stowed wood.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. The main thing we want to talk about is what kind of trees to get, and the oak wilt problem.
Mm-hmm.
The denser the wood, in other words, the hardwoods, such as mesquite,
mm-hmm,
oak, and those types of things have actually generate more temperature, more BTUs. For instance, oak generates 25.3 million BTUs per cord. Little known.
How much is that?
Little cared about fact. 25.3 million BTUs per cord.
How's that compared?
But most of it goes up the chimney. First of all, I don't want people to get the idea that a fire, unless you've got one of those heat-alators or one of these.
I wouldn't have one.
One of these deals that inserts,
wouldn't have one.
You can forget. This is purely visual. With that fire, because most of the heat is going up the chimney, sucked into the fire. You're looking at that, you're hoping for romance. Now, see, this is why McReynolds, this is why he buys this stuff by the semi-trailer truck.
Listen,
load.
I've got so much wood in Wilson County, all I have to do is cut it.
Well, most of it's dying, I know what I'm saying, anyway. You want to get mosquito oak. Now, not so, you don't want to get cottonwood.
Oh, no.
Cottonwood or elm or hackberry or some of those things can have as little as, for instance, cottonwood is 16.1 BTUs per cord. So, it's not nearly as much as the hardwood. Now, when we get back, we'll talk about this oak wilt the oak wilt disease problem. And, people are scared to buy firewood.
Okay, we'll get back to Jerry right after this.